Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I grew up with like two sports mad brothers and brother who I shared a room with when I was 10, 12 and early teens. You know, he was a mad Liverpool and Celtic fan.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, we hear from Stephen Bradley after 16-year-old Michael Noonan announces his name on the football stage. Shelburne get their title defence underway tonight, and Liam Delap appears to close the door on following in his father's international footsteps. But first today, at 16 years and 187 days, Michael Noonan became the youngest goal scorer in European competition in 34 years last night, with his goal for Anderlecht against Roma in the then UEFA Cup. Ghanaian Neil Lamptey remains the youngest European goal scorer at 16 years and 100 days. The winter signing from St. Pat's scored the only goal as Shamrock Rovers beat Molde 1-0 in Norway in the first leg of their Conference League playoff. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says he had full confidence in Noonan's ability to start the game.
No, I made the decision probably 2 weeks ago. After watching him up close and training, and you get a feeling, you understand where the player is, and you get a feeling of what the dressing room are feeling in terms of that level of respect. And you have to earn that as a young boy, and you could see very quickly Michael had that. We played games and training. He's against Pico Lee, top centre backs, and he's causing them real problems. So you can tell this boy's ready, like, you know. So I made the decision very early to play him. Didn't tell him until late because I didn't want to play him on his mind. But he's the type, he just deals with us. So yeah, he was excellent.
Rovers will have to do without Dylan Watts and Daniel Cleary for next week's second leg after both picked up suspensions with yellow cards last night. Bradley says both players will be missed at Tallaght Stadium as they look to make the last 16.
Dan Cleary's one was probably one that he didn't have to do, but when you're in the heat of it, it's one of them. He makes a split decision. It is frustrating. Dylan's been, well, was the player of the year last year, obviously, and deservedly so, was the best player in the country, and he's carried that form. You see him tonight. So it's really frustrating. I will miss him. And then Dan is has years of experience, hasn't he, playing. So we will miss that. But again, the reason why we brought Adam in was he can play in all five positions. I'm sure it won't be a problem. He's played at the highest level. He's played in Europe, won leagues around Europe, so it won't be a problem for him.
But next up for Rovers, it's Bohemians in the opening game of the Premier Division season at the Aviva on Sunday afternoon.
But this is what we want. This is what this club is about. Like, you know, you're about playing big games. This is what we're here for. Domestically last year, the first part, we let ourselves down. We were nowhere near good enough. And we know if we do that again this year, we're over. We're over. Before, how we ended up in a title race last year, I'll never know. So if we bring that form into this domestic season, we'd be nowhere near it this year. And we know that. We know it wasn't good enough. So it's about enjoying tonight. We have to enjoy these moments. Winning away in Europe are special nights. You've got to enjoy them, and we will. But I said to the players, once you step off that plane in Dublin tonight, it's all focused on bowls. It's not about when I can't even celebrate. It's not about that. It's about focus on bowls on Sunday, and bring that level of commitment, concentration to the game. We know if we do that, it gives us a great chance of winning any game. But we didn't do that enough domestically last year, and it cost us too many silly points. So we know if we're not at it really Sunday, we get beat. So we got to enjoy tonight. The dressing room was in a good mood, but I said to them, it's full focus on balls. Once you get off that plane, it's full focus on balls.
In the Europa League last night, Troy Parrott scored for the third consecutive European game in AZ Alkmaar's 4-1 win at home to Galatasaray. And a first half goal from Mohamed Abu Fani meant Robbie Keane's Ferencváros were 1-0 winners at home to Victoria Plzeňa. Shelburne get the defence of their League of Ireland Premier Division title underway on tonight's Off the Ball. Their opening night game against Derry City at Talca Park is the first of 30 live games we'll bring you on Friday nights. On this week's LOI pod, former Derry City star Gareth McLean assessed Derry's chances of mounting a title challenge under new manager Tiernan Lynch.
Yeah, there's been a lot of movement. There's a lot to get through. And I think that that's the key. The upheaval has been massive. I mean, it's been documented. The chairman wanted Rory to stay. Rory thought it was the best time to leave. He's now got the man in that he wanted. He was the number one choice. They went after him aggressively. They got him. He's in. He's putting the structures in place that's needed. And the signings that he has put in place, tells me that he understands how much the Derry City fans need a bit of success and relatively quickly, because let me tell you, looking at all those signings, they're all immediate recruitment. Mm. There's no medium or long-term recruitment in any of that. And there's a big budget there as well. So exciting players. My heart says they're exciting. My head says there's a lot of old players there with injury history as well. The ones for me early on, we saw it last year, man, the importance of a good start in a league that's highly competitive is so important. We saw that last year with Shelburne. So Derry City know that. Tiernan Lynch know that. He has to get off to a good start. So getting off to a good start means you need players that are fit, that have got a good pre-season, but especially Winchester and Thomas, you mentioned there from Queen's Park, they're in season. So these boys should be hitting the ground running. They should be a step ahead of the competition and the players that are already in there. You then look at Boyce. He's been out for a long time, only came back and played three games for Hearts. He was out for 18 months before that. A lot of history of injuries. White hasn't played football for a long time. He's not going to be up to speed yet. So there's just so much to discuss. The importance of keeping Marr and O'Reilly cannot be underestimated. Marr especially, we know how difficult it is to find a good goalkeeper, so keeping him and keeping O'Reilly were important.
You can hear the full LOI pod for free elsewhere in the OTB football feed. And Shells against Derry is live from Talca Park, and tonight's Off the Ball with Richie Towell joining Nathan on commentary. Two sides who finished last season in fine form, St Pat's and Cup winners Drogheda, meet at Richmond Park tonight. And Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty is confident they can continue last season's momentum into this season.
Yeah, look, we retained a lot of the players we wanted to retain. Obviously, we had a couple of lads probably retiring and probably us moving to full-time didn't suit as well. But we have added to it as well, and probably the bulk of that team, that cup final team, if you want to call it, we have, and we're looking forward to next year. But you do have to move, like, obviously, even every interview I've done so far, you're talking about last year, but you do have to move on from it very quick. It was great and all, and coming up to Christmas and the cup going here, there and everywhere, and was brilliant, but we do have to move on.
And Cork City make their return to top flight football with the visit of Galway United at the Turner's Cross. Dundalk manager Ciarán Cailduff has challenged his players to match their status as favourites for the First Division title. The Lilywhites begin life back in the second tier with a home game against Athlone Town. Finn Harps make the long trip down to Mount Hawk Park to play Kerry. UCD start another promotion push at home to Wexford. And there's a Munster derby at Markets Field where Treaty United play Cove Ramblers. Liverpool boss Arne Slot's admitted emotions got the better of him at the end of Wednesday night's dramatic 2-2 draw with Everton in the Premier League. He was shown a red card following the final whistle after remonstrating with referee Michael Oliver about the amount of stoppage time that was added in the Merseyside derby. Slot says he can't elaborate on what happened in order to respect the FA investigation.
I think what happened was that the last the extra time intentional 5 minutes that were ended up being 8, there happened a lot, and the emotions got the better of me, and if I could do that differently, if I look back at it, I would love to do it differently. I'm hoping to do it differently next time as well. But what has exactly been said or what has happened, I just told you there's an ongoing process and I don't want to disturb that.
Looks like Arsenal have been dealt a further blow in the title challenge. Reports that Bukayo Saka mightn't return to the field until April, with his hamstring injury taking longer than hoped to heal. Saka sustained the problem in December's 5-1 win over Crystal Palace, with initial hopes he'd be fit by next month. However, he's still 6 to 8 weeks from a full recovery. Kai Havertz has seen his season ended by a hamstring injury, and Gabriel Martinelli's also out for a month with a hamstring problem of his own. Liam Delap has closed the door on a potential declaration for Ireland. The son of former Ireland defender Rory has made a big impact for Ipswich this season, scoring 9 goals in 23 games for the Suffolk club. Despite representing England up to under-21 level, the FAI had remained hopeful that his Donegal and Leitrim links could see him make a late switch of allegiance. But the younger Delap has spoken of his pride at a potential England call-up with a World Cup on the horizon.
Yeah, I think obviously I just try and focus on my performances, and I think that's for them to decide. But obviously, if it doesn't come, then I can keep my head down and keep working hard. But if it does come, then it's a real proud moment. So I think all I can do now is just keep performing and putting the performances
in. It's got to be there just in the... I know it's not your priority, but there is a World Cup next year.
Yeah, I think you always think about that, and you always have dreams and goals. I think looking ahead, that is a dream of mine to play for my country. So yeah, definitely.
And the Ipswich striker has been talking about the influence of his dad on his career so far.
No, it's really nice. I think obviously I speak to him most days, and you know, if I ever need any advice, I can ask him, and he's not too harsh now. I think when I was younger, he was a bit more harsh and he used to grill me a little bit, but now it's a little bit better. I think he obviously probably knows the ins and outs of football, having spent his whole life in it, so he just keeps me on the right track and makes sure that I continue to work hard and focus on what I'm doing.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca believes the club could be as much as a decade away from being able to recreate past recent successes. His side are away to Brighton in the Premier League tonight, just 6 days on from being knocked out of the FA Cup at the same venue. Maresca says they're making good progress, though.
I said already many times, don't forget that in the last 2 years, Chelsea has never been top four. And this year we spent almost our season in top four. This show you and everyone that we are in the right direction.
And finally, tributes have been paid to football writer Paddy Barclay, who has died at the age of 77. The Scot was football correspondent at The Times, The Sunday Telegraph and The Independent during a glittering career. A regular face on television, Barclay also helped pen biographies of Alex Ferguson, Herbert Chapman and Jose Mourinho.